Test 66, Section 4, Question 9. So with this one, it's the conclusion, and it says, Terence suggests that because his books appeal to a wide audience, he is not given due credit for literary achievements. Surely he is mistaken. So basically, there's our conclusion right there, is that Terence Gurney is mistaken and therefore is given due credit for literary achievements. It says, Gurney's books tell interesting stories, but the writing's flat, leaving no lasting impression. This is likely the reason that he's not received the praise. So the conclusion is just that he's getting the praise that he deserves, but not more. And this is kind of what we see a lot. It's basically a response to the first sentence is our conclusion. So T is mistaken when he suggests that wide appeal has prevented him from being given due credit. And maybe. So he's mistaken about that. So I like that pretty well. They're not significant literary achievements. It's not saying they're not. But you know, that's not necessarily the conclusion. Even though his books tell stories, the writing is flat, that's the evidence. T has not been given due credit because they appeal. That is Terence's conclusion. That is the opposite of what the author thinks. Terence should have received some praise despite that. The author feels very much the opposite of that. And therefore, we would take answer choice A as our best response because that's the one that's closest to what the author's point is, which is saying the reason that he hasn't gotten praise is because of they don't leave a lasting impression. And so that's our issue there. Now, the reason why B isn't right is it doesn't actually say whether or not they're significant literary achievements. Because it's just saying this is likely the reason why he has not received praise for literary achievement. It's not saying whether or not they are. It's just explaining why Terence hasn't received the praise. And so that's why A is better than B.